Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so grateful that you're here with me, that you're studying the Word of God, that you're growing in your walk with the Lord. And I just pray it's not only having an impact in your life, but it's having an impact on everyone that's around you, whether it be your family, your friends, or people that don't even know you, that your life is different. And that's what we want to pray today as we go to the Word again and ask the Lord to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do want to be different. We want to be the ones that live lives that are so special to others. They want to know what is it that's within us that makes us be the way we are. And we'll know, Lord, that it's you. It's Christ in us that's the hope of glory. And I pray that our lights will shine as we just discover more and more things in your word, truths of your word given by your Holy Spirit, and the empowerment of your Holy Spirit to live according to those truths, so that we'll just be your light in the world. We bless you. We thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Confidence in the Flesh. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 4. As Paul the Apostle instructed the Philippian church members, he wanted to be assured that they knew the importance of worshiping God in the Spirit and not having confidence within their flesh. In chapter 3 and verse 4 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul begins to tell them of his own lack within the flesh, even though he was better than anyone he knew. He wrote, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more." The verse begins, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh." To give the Philippians an example of how confidence in the flesh is not sufficient, Paul begins with himself. The flesh, as Paul references it, must mean that which denotes mere human nature, the earthly nature of man apart from divine influence, and therefore prone to sin and opposed to God. He draws their attention to his own life story to make his point. The verse goes on to say, "If any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more." Paul continues his words with a comparison. If any other man thinks, which is like a contest that's about to be waged, Paul is ready to align himself in his fleshly life against anyone who even thinks they compare to him in the things whereof he might trust in the flesh. As a boastful call to engage, Paul states that he has more reasons to trust in the flesh than anyone else. Because we are looking at the beginning of this paragraph from Paul, we do not have the full account of his reasoning as yet. However, this is a great beginning point to align ourselves in the flesh against the one with whom we should compare, Jesus. The aim of Paul's discussion is that the flesh will never accomplish what has already been done by Jesus. It is incomplete, inadequate, and untrustworthy. None can make themselves righteous by fleshly works, and only a work of God's Spirit can make anyone righteous before Him. As we continue to study Paul's words concerning trusting in the flesh, let us continually be reminded that it is by God's Spirit and God's Spirit alone that we have confidence that we can be in a relationship with Him. Next time, we see Paul give the Philippians more words of wisdom about the flesh. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.